real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And to remind you again, the phone number is 528-4181. 528-4181. And if that number is busy, go to 524-9510. 524-9510. I have to apologize for the inconvenience, but this radio station doesn't have a what they call a rollover into the next number. So, you know, for now, we have to put up with this. I'm sorry. But anyway, getting on to your cards. If you have any questions, give us a call or announcements or whatever you have. Okay? So, anyway. Let's see. We have Dot 3 Dean. Hey, Dean.
I thought I'd better chime in early to let the listeners know that, yep, the gas, the Shell gas is still the best on the market.
But not the best in the world.
Yep, not the best in the world. But right now, here in Hawaii, the toll is as good as they come. All the stations, they're all consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And one other thing, I wanted to make a comment today that's kind of off subject about the gasoline. I'm not going to mention which gas station I was at earlier this morning. Wanted to fill up air in my tires, and they're nice enough to offer free air. Okay, this might be a little bit of a giveaway. A service station guy thought he was being helpful and came over and he asked me, "Hey, how much air are you putting in your tires?" I said, 51. He said, "Ooh, that's too much." I said, "How come it says on the white wall, maximum PSI 51? And he kind of walked away and didn't say anything.
you got to understand, Dean, majority of the people in Hawaii and the USA don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad, and that's why, you know, we have politics like we have. Because
mm-hmm.
people don't get involved to educate themselves of what is a new, you know.
Mm-hmm. A new standard. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's sad.
Well, I guess a point I was trying to make was for the service station guys, I'm reading the sidewall, and it says PSI maximum 51.
Well, even in drag racing, you know, those drag racers, they're still back in the old days of the 50s where they're running low tire pressure. Mm-hmm. It's all sad. Sad.
Yep, sad.
But anyway, thanks for the checking of the fuel. And, you know, the people of Hawaii should thank you for that because, you know, how
my
many people go out and you know,
mm-hmm.
check gasoline?
You're right. Well,
okay.
The pleasure is mine. Anything to do to help the people of Hawaii.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, George.
Okay. Aloha. Okay. So, anyway. The gasoline is low octane in Hawaii. It's because the state allowed it. Or whether you believe it or not, this is the fact. The state allowed the oil companies to lower the gasoline below what is on the pump. In the private industry, if you did that, you'd be in court. So, you the people of Hawaii, if you're satisfied with what they're doing to you, then I can't help you. But the legislature and the state, city, is supposed to stand and back up the people of Hawaii. Okay? Not the big companies. Not helping the big companies screw you over. That's wrong. So, yes, I do get in hot water. We'll try to educate you, try to help you with the better things, the better maintenance of your car, and save you money. But how many people want that? You'd be surprised how many. You can count it on one hand. Now, the tire stems on your car, the tire stem for the tires to put air, there was a big notice came out maybe 15 years ago or 20 years ago to be careful because those tire stems do come off and flatten the tire instantly. They come off of the wheel because the rubber cracks. Brand new now and flies out because those tire stems were. Now we saw it coming back around again on guess who? Celine Steve. His car, the tire stem, you notice where you put the cap on? That part came out of the tire stem. That whole tube came out and his tire went flat. It happened to him twice. That's why I've been trying to tell him to go to the metal stem with a nut that doesn't have any rubber. It's American made and it's safer. But talk and talk and people don't listen. So, well, main thing, you don't roll over and damage my car. You can do what you want. It's dangerous. In the old days, tires had tubes in them. And in the 60s, they eliminated the tubes. They eliminated the tubes for good reason. Tube tires, if you ran over a nail or whatever, it would explode and go flat instantly. Like a balloon. You have a balloon and you poke it with a needle, it doesn't just go slowly leaking, it pops. It's just like the tire tube. It pops. So in drag racing, they eliminated and made the tubes illegal to make the cars safer. But in doing so, it also lightened the tires, which is a big help. Okay? So, in this world we live in today, everything is about money. So people buy electric cars thinking they save on gasoline. Well, where do you get the electricity from? Heaven? No. You have to plug in the car. But the trade-off on electricity, and you can go check it out, all electricity, whether it's a rice cooker, television, computer, electric car, puts off EMF. Electronic magnetic field. That's the biggest cause of cancer. So these people that's going on with this cancer walk and stuff, I wonder to myself, how many of them really know what really causes cancer? One of them is EMF. The other one is radiation. Health and life is irreplaceable. All the money in the world will never, never buy you a life. So what good is money? Back in the old days, there was very few cancer cases because we had not many electric stuff. A lot of people think, well, we live with it. That's the way it's got to go. Well, those are the biggest ones, the very ones that complain when they're in the hospital dying from cancer. You got to think, folks. Electricity is good and is bad. So you got to decide. Okay? Now, the other thing I wanted to remind you about is the phone number. Our phone number is 528-4181 and 524-9510. Last week I had 3 calls with people complaining that they couldn't get through. And I'm really sorry about that. It doesn't roll over into the next number. If it's busy, call the other number. Okay? So if you have a question, give us a call. Or if you have an announcement. Okay? Now, you're seeing a lot of cars that are going into the supermarket, going into the restaurants, and all of that. And luckily, we haven't had any deaths. We had injuries, but no deaths. Luckily. We had cars coming out on the parking lot, on the parking structure. And all of those cars, folks, every one of them, are new cars with electronic throttle. Not one of them was an old car with cable throttle and old-fashioned rod to the transmission to shift. The transmission's an electronic shift now. The throttle is electronic. Well, I tell you, I trust electronic as far as it can happen. You cannot beat the safety of a rod or cable. You cannot beat that because you don't have that kind of problem. Okay? Now they're going to do cars coming out with electronic steering. No steering shaft. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Your mic is not on. What was that?
It helps you park your car too then.
Yeah, you know, the people today are so, I call them so lazy. Okay? And the next thing you know, they're going to have a walker to walk them down the sidewalk. What's happening to this world? I mean, I would rather drive my own car, park my own car, and do everything. I don't want this electronic stuff. You know, electronic stuff, oh, that's for lazy people.
Well, you know how you say people don't have common sense, so they're making it easy for people to not have to learn how to do all these things.
Yeah, it's called sales, marketing, because the manufacturers know how lazy people are. So that's why they do it that way. Well, I think it's break time. All right?
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my boy.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing great. Oh, my goodness. You had me laughing when you and Wanda talking about how, like, lazy people are.
Mm-hmm.
And I was remembering, and it's so funny. I had this discussion the other day. We were talking about buying cars. And I said, I remember my grandfather went to the Ford dealer, saw the same guy, they would walk in, and they would just, it took like an hour because, and this is going back to lazy, remember when you had to ask for what you wanted on the car?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you want an AM radio? You want a radio? You want FM? And it was, well, that's going to be this much. Oh, well, take that out. Nowadays, you walk in, you go, okay, there's your car. And mm-hmm. then you ask for a color, they go, oh, no, we only have gray. Oh, mm-hmm. can I order a guy? You don't want to order a car. Just the gray is good. Wait a minute.
That's right.
So
that's right, Bob.
Changing.
That's right.
And so, and, you know, but everybody's, like you said, they're getting used to convenience and this. And you go in the store now, you don't even open your wallet to pay. You just wave your phone. No, I mean, that's where we're headed. And you're saying people are getting lazy, like you said. They can't be bothered to read news. They have no idea. They hear a story. Everybody runs around. Like, did you know that the world was supposed to end last week?
Really?
September 23rd. Yep. It was in the Bible. There was all on the news for a couple of days. Then they went, oh, guess it didn't happen. Oh, well. So... anyway, I'm going to go back and laugh some more at my fond memories of my youth. Wish I was. The older I get, the more I want to go back.
I know.
So today I'm going to end with this advice for everybody. When you're young, you can't wait to get old. And when you're old, you wish you were young. And on that note, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
That's so true.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, so with this modern age that we live in, there's a big hack going on called on the Equifax. Equifax has, they didn't want to expose people, but they exposed over 143 million identities, and you might be one of them. Well, way back, a good friend of mine, Doug Thorley, said, the electronics is good, but it has its bad. There's nothing 100% good. Well, because of people wanting more money and trying to do under-the-table ripoff, there is a big scam going on that exposes your name, birth date, social security number, everything about you. And you don't think you're exposed? Guess again. Millions of people are being scammed. And it's from identity theft. Okay? ID Shield does not use Equifax like LifeLock. So, LifeLock does it and they expose you. So I would recommend that you get ID Shield. And you can get ID Shield from this person that I have it from. It's Eileen Hines. Her number is 808-780-5000. That's 808-780-5000. Give her a call and she'll explain everything to you where you can have peace of mind. It's very, very good. ID Shield. Highly recommended. Okay? Call Eileen Hines at 808-780-5000. Okay? Go check it out. Okay. Now, let's move along with automotive. And I want to explain to you about motor oil. A lot of people out there, including mechanics and Celine Steve, do not understand about the real facts of motor oil. I mean, you want to believe what you want to believe, that's your prerogative, and it's your car. Okay? This is what I recommend from my experience in drag racing. Drag racing puts severe strain on your engine, driveline, everything. Okay? That's where the motor oil separates the men from the boys. The old days, the theory of motor oil was thicker the better. I know because I ran 50 weight motor oil in my race car. Well, going to the mainland and working with my friends, professional racers, and working with Royal Purple Manufacturing, I found that the thicker weight oil was not the way to go. Number one, the thicker the weight, the less horsepower you make. Number two, the thicker the oil, the less protection you get on the metal parts. I know, it sounds weird.
But what about when the oil heats up? Doesn't it get thinner?
It does get thinner, but it doesn't get to the thickness of a thin oil, because if the thick oil is, let's say, 40 weight, when it gets hot, it'll come down thinner, but it won't get thinner than a zero weight oil, because a zero weight oil, when it gets hot, gets thinner yet. You see what I'm saying? Anyway, I put it on a bearing test machine and I tested the thicker weight oil, and it was true. The bearing fused together. There was no lubrication. I mean, the bearing was spinning in the oil now, okay? It wasn't dry. And the tester stopped because the bearing welded together. So I heated it up to make it thin. Same thing happened. The zero weight oil, and I tried it. And you know, believe it or not, folks, you have to see it. Not even a scratch or mark on the bearing. I made the oil hot, I boiled it. Same thing, not a scratch. So the thinner weight oil was the way to go. And on the dynamometer measures horsepower. We checked it on engines. It was true. You made way more horsepower with the thinner oil. So, would you want to run a thick oil and lose the race? Or run a thin oil and win the race and have no wear and tear in your engine? Common sense. You go with a thinner oil. So,
how about if you, say you use a thinner oil, but it's regular oil, versus synthetic oil?
Okay, That's a good one. Let me explain where synthetic came from. Synthetic oil was formulated by the Germans way back. They made synthetic oil because they invented the jet engine. The jet engines were awful hot, and the regular oil would seize the engine. It wouldn't run. So the Germans was the one that developed what is called a synthetic oil that can withstand severe temperature. Okay? That's where synthetic oil came from the Germans. Well, in America, only in America, they have this stuff that, well, these rules or whatever they call it. And don't get me wrong, I don't hate America. I just don't like how it's been run. Okay? If you call it synthetic, okay, in the private world, they better be 100% synthetic. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Well, in the oil world, the government allowed them to call it synthetic with one drop of synthetic in the oil. Now, is that synthetic?
No.
But according to the government, it is. Okay?
So what's the difference if I use regular oil versus synthetic?
There's no difference unless you're using AMS oil or Royal Purple.
Okay, say those two brands then.
Those two brands are synthetic full. All the rest, you're throwing money out the window. It's sad. You have to know, because the oil is the lifeblood of your engine and transmission and your car. Okay? You can save thousands of dollars by using the right oil and the right gasoline. And that's what we're here for. I'm trying to help you save money. But, you know, folks, it's like pulling teeth trying to convince people the right oil to use and the right gas. It's so sad. And maybe that's why Jesus is called the shepherd. Shepherd, watch over sheep. Okay. Not ready for a break yet, but anyway.
Okay, so what happens if you use regular oil? And you know how it's like 3 months or 3,000 miles, whichever comes first, and I don't change it, what happens to my car? What's wrong if I run the oil like that?
Okay, from the get-go, as soon as you put the regular oil in, Wanda, there's severe wear and tear. You're really killing your car. It's like, if you're going to waste money on regular oil, why don't you just put cooking oil in or water? Same thing. No protection. And I don't want to bring out who removed or who made that, excuse me, the ruling of remove all metal protectors from motor oil. I don't want to bring it out because I know a lot of you love him. Okay? But he brought it out when he became in office to remove all metal protector from motor oils. If you turn the bottle around and look in the back of the bottle, it has an SAE seal, a round circle seal, on every oil bottle. Okay? In the old days, the circle seal, the top letters had SL, Sugar Larry. Okay? The new oil, ever since that person got in office, is SN. How many mechanics out there know or wonder if it changed? How many mechanics?
I don't think anybody, because they don't look at the bottle.
That's right. And the only way I found out was because Royal Purple called me and told me what is happening. that metal protector had to be taken out of all motor oils in America. Okay? And they know that I was selling 100% pure ethanol for people to use in the race cars and in their cars. So they asked me, how was I doing that? Because in America, it's illegal to sell 100% pure ethanol on the street. That's why in America, you only can buy E85, 85% ethanol, 15% petroleum. It was named gasoline. They changed it to petroleum, which turns out to be diesel. They add diesel to the ethanol, and that kills the living daylights out of ethanol. So, you know, you got to watch what's going on, folks, because so much corruption is going around you. It's not funny. It's mind-boggling. Okay? And so I told Royal Purple that I sold the ethanol as off-road racing fuel. People can buy racing fuel to add into their cars. So they thought about it and they said, hey, that's a good idea. So they came out with the Royal Purple off-road oil. It's called High Performance Street. So on the label, it has Royal Purple HPS, High Performance Street. In the back of the bottle, if you cannot remember that, it does not have the SAE seal because because it's an off-road oil. It's just got, that's it. There's no SAE seal. And that oil is full of metal protector. Okay? It's your choice. You want your engine to wear out. You don't plan to keep your car. Then fine. Use anything. Save money.
So what happens if I do use, say, your recommended synthetic oils and... You know how your oil gets dirty,
mm-hmm.
but I don't change it and I just keep running it? What's going to happen to my car? Is it the same as if I use regular oil and I don't change the oil?
Well, if you use the AMS oil or the Royal Purple HPS, the oil will not get dirty. It's common sense, Wanda. Think about it. If the metal to metal is not wearing out, it's not getting dirty. But if metal to metal is grinding away, the metal will get, the oil will get dirty. That's why the lifespan on that HPS is around 20,000 miles between oil changes. The same with the AMS oil. It's around 20,000 miles for oil change. But I have a lot of people that tell me, oh, no, no, 10,000 miles, change it. So? You do what the customer wants. He wants to throw the oil away. But this one guy, his friend told me, can you keep the oil in a clean container for me? Because he wants to use it on his car. How's that?
So did you do that?
Yeah. The two guys look at each other like, whatever. I'm just blown away. Anyway, I think it's break time.
We'll be right back with Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And the number actually to call in on is 528-4181. 528 41181. Or if that line is busy, call 524-9510. 524-9510. Okay? So, if no questions about the motor oil, then we can move on. So, but a lot of people, mechanics included, say that this is all false. It's up to them. I would not put on anything that was false. Everything I tell you, I have tested over and over and over. Okay? So it is the best. The differential oil, okay, for those rear-wheel drive and 4x4s, in the differential, I recommend using ATF, either Royal Purple or AMSOIL, not the thick 90 weight.
ATF is like automatic transfluid?
Yes, automatic transmission fluid. It's thin. That's the whole modern technology. Thin, okay? Thin is better, way better.
Is there a synthetic automatic transfluid?
Yeah, AMSOIL and Royal Purple is also synthetic. It can withstand severe heat. That's what you want, okay? Because the cars today automatically run at 230 and 240 degrees, whereas on the old cars, that was overheated. Old cars, normal operating temperature was 180 degrees, not 200. Now, The car manufacturers, you got to think, folks, they want to sell you another car. That's why they make the cars run hotter. Okay, and a lot of mechanics think, oh, yeah, that's where the computer works. No. The computer comes in at 180. So if you can make your car run at 180, it's a lot better for your car and for you because it doesn't damage the engine or anything. It's a lot better. It's like body temperature. You know, the normal body temperature back in the 50s is the same as normal body temperature today, right?
Right.
I mean, people born today don't have higher temperature. So why is it that the engine has higher temperature today than before?
So how do you make it get lower, lower, like 180?
There's a thermostat. It's a little valve that opens to let the coolant circulate. You change the thermostat from a 200 degree to 180 degree.
And how does it work that it makes it only stay at 180 versus 200 something?
There's a little thing that opens it at 180 degrees so the coolant can circulate and keep the engine cool at 180 degrees. The other one, that 200, it keeps it closed and stops the coolant from circulating and makes the engine run hot.
But after a while, doesn't the coolant get hot?
No. It stays at 180 because it goes through the radiator and the radiator cools it down, sends it back. So it stays there. That little so-called valve called thermostat regulates the temperature. So if the temperature is too cold, the thermostat closes to make it hotter. That's how it works. So, but anyway, that's what you need to do. And as far as the coolant or the antifreeze, I recommend 70% water, not 50-50. 70% water, 30% antifreeze. And I recommend using the Toyota Red. Not the Ford Blue or the Green, but the Red. It's the best. Okay? So, and the engine will run better at the lower temperature because the computer will be on at 180 degrees. No damage. Okay, but the thing that you got to watch again, got to remind you, and a lot of it does not really hit the news, folks. There's a lot of hacking going on with Equifax, okay? And the hacking has exposed over 143 million identities. You know, if you have a social security number, and it exposes everything, credit cards, everything. And people don't think about it until they get hacked. Then it's too late. Equifax and LifeLock, they're all getting hacked. So you need ID Shield. Okay? There's a company that has an ID Shield. Now, the person to call and find out more about this is Eileen Hines. Her number is 808-780-5000. Give her a call. She'll explain everything to you a lot better than I can. All I can tell you is you need peace of mind. You need protection. And EcoShield is the way. So call Eileen Hines at 808-7. So protect yourself, okay? Anyway, if you have any questions about the motor oil or transmission oils, give me a call at, what's our new number, Wanda?
528-4131 or 524-9510.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize for that. We don't have a rollover. So if one busy, call the next one. Okay? And I know a lot of people hate it when they call and have a busy signal. Well, that's what we live in. Anyway, there was something on the news about seniors that the city and state are running out of money for the seniors. You know, that's sad, folks. The seniors is your mom and dad. And you, when you were little, were brought up by your mom and dad. Okay? They made sacrifices. But now that the city and state is running out of money because they don't know how to budget it, and they're using all the money they got for the rail. And you know, that subject of the rail, folks, I don't know how many of you favor the rail. The rail is fine if you don't hurt other businesses. There's so many businesses that got closed down because of the rail. Okay? And because the businesses closed down, it cut out taxes. Now, when you cut out taxes, you're cutting back on the money for the rail.
They just raised the taxes.
Yeah, that's wrong. Okay, let me give an example. If you had a restaurant, and the restaurant is getting slow, would you raise the price of your food? If you raise the price of your food, you get less customers. You get less customers, you're going to be forced to shut down. It's simple common sense. Why is all the people moving from Hawaii? 12 auto shops already shut down last year and moved to Texas, Arizona, Las Vegas, Oregon, and they're happy moving there because they make more money there than in Hawaii. The Hawaii landowners jack up the rent too high for them to survive here, so they moved. Lots of restaurants, stores, and everything is closing down and moving. When are we going to wake up? Well, I don't know. Is it break time again?
It sure is. Stay tuned to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again. So give us a call if you have any questions or whatever. But remember, folks, there's so much hacking going on. And you got to protect yourself. That's why this Legal Shield company has come out with ID Shield. Okay? So, if you want to find out more about it, like I said, give Eileen Hines a call. I don't know all the particulars and all that. She knows. Give her a call at 808-780-5000 and she'll explain the whole nine yards to you about how this works and how ID Shield will protect you from being hacked. You know, your credit cards, your driver's license, social security, and everything. So give her a call at 808-780-5000. She can explain everything to you, no cost. Go check it out, okay? Before it's too late. And a lot of seniors get ripped off from all these kind of hackers. It's sad. It's so sad. Okay? So anyway, there's so much for that.
Well, I think that Equifax, they're, from the last time I heard that they weren't getting any penalties for that, which doesn't seem right.
Huh?
They don't. They weren't getting any. They weren't getting penalized for that security breach.
Who's not getting penalized?
Equifax.
Yeah, I know. What's up with that? Well, maybe it's because Equifax is a company, and the people who's scamming them and using them to scam people is the ones that's wrong. But, you know, my old friend Doug Thorley from Doug's Headers long time ago told me he don't believe in credit cards, he don't believe in bank accounts and checks because people can scam you. Way back then, he told me that, in the 60s. So, I guess he's right, because it's happening today. Smart man. But anyway, it happens, so you got to protect yourself with ID Shield, okay? And as far as the motor oil is the lifeblood of your car. The gasoline is the food for your car. Everybody I talk with always tells me, oh, I use the cheap gas and all that. I have nothing wrong. Yeah, it's nothing wrong. You don't know what's happening. What's happening is, let me explain. Your owner's manual says do not use fuel below 87 or 92. You can use above, but not below. Now, what they're saying is, when you run it, well, in Hawaii, you don't know what fuel you're running, so Dean tests it. There is no such thing as a 92, no such thing as a 92 in all of Hawaii. Okay? Shell has the best gas. The Shell premium is 90. Okay? And there's no other brand with a 90. Dean has tested it. In fact, a lot of other brands. The regular, the 87, 82, is 82. The 89 is 82. The 92 is 82. So all three grades are the same. Now, they can do that because your politicians said they could. Now, don't you think it's wrong to allow this? You tell me. Is it right? When people run for office, their job is to protect the people of Hawaii. Are they doing that? I don't think so. That's wrong. Now, I know way back they tried to take me to court for saying all that. Well, I have evidence, I have proof of what was said to the state. So, who do we have
now? We have Rosemary from Honolulu.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, I got a question. I just recently had my transmission flushed, 97 Rev 4. Soon after, like within a few days after, my gear that I wanted to put it into park like, wouldn't go into park, and the key was kind of locked up, and then I just jiggled it, and then it was fine. Last night, it happened again, and only now it's really bad. The key is stuck in the ignition, and this seemed to happen after they did the transmission flush, because that was when it first happened, that, you know. Mm-hmm. And I maintain my car a lot for everything, so I was very surprised, and I don't know quite what I should do at this point. Besides try to get a newer car.
No. That's a good car because that car was manufactured all in Japan. Okay. The 2000 to 2010 were manufactured. Parts are all manufactured in China.
Oh.
Now they're back in Japan again.
Ah.
From 2011 on up.
Okay.
You know, and I don't know. Companies want to deal with China. That's fine. I don't want anything made in China.
Yeah.
But you need to call the person that did the transmission flush.
And they're on vacation.
On vacation?
Yeah. They don't open till I think Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, just give them a call.
I have to, right. You know, I don't know why it's doing that. What would cause that?
Okay.
What could cause that?
Well,
did you know?
Depends on what type of system they use to flush the trans.
Oh.
A lot of them use the one where you drop the oil pan and you flush it from there. And when you do that, a lot of times they disturb the shifter.
Oh.
So the shifter not aligned right.
Okay.
That's your problem.
Okay. I hope that's all.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. So. I'll have to wait till they get back on Wednesday. And I know. I'm driving a rental car right now because I work on the weekend and I can't work without a car. So I'm stuck.
Well.
So she shouldn't drive her car until it's fixed?
You're not on. Bob,
what's
she's
that?
Not...
Oh.
You know, Bob, you got to pay attention to the show. She's
Thank
on?
You.
Are you on?
Yeah.
Am I here?
Oh, okay. No, okay.
Yeah.
What was it you were going to say?
I said, so she's not supposed to drive the car?
If you play with it, it'll go. You can drive it.
Really?
Yeah. It's just the shifter is not aligned right.
But I couldn't get it. I tried to get it into park last night, and I barely got it into park that I could get the.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't want to take a chance because if I go to drive it and have to go into work and the thing won't go into park, then the car's gonna. Even though I put the brake on, it's collapsed.
Okay.
That's why I decided it was not safe to drive it.
Oh.
You know.
Okay.
That's why, I didn't know. I did try to shift it back and forth and get the gear into.
Yeah, just play with the lever. It'll go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's good.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, it's that time again. We got to say aloha. And please, don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.